Turn in your Bible to the 9th chapter of St. Mark, please. I'd like to talk to you today about faith. Faith is the key to receiving from God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to receive from God. Without faith, it's impossible to be born again into the family of God, even. Jesus made a statement in Mark 9:23 unto a man, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Now, I'm not certain about you because I don't live with you 24 hours a day, but I know concerning myself that it'd do me good just to hear that a lot. Because it seems that circumstances and conditions and situations, things in the world, proclaim a different message continually. They do to me, and I suppose they do to you too. You can't do it. It's impossible. That'll never happen. There's no way. But Jesus just opened his mouth and just said flat out for all the world to hear, "All things are possible to him that believeth." Now, Vincent in his word studies says on comment on this, he says there's a play upon words here in this verse. See, in the Greek, we don't really pick that up in the English. He says there's a play upon the words "canst" and "possible." He said it can't be neatly rendered, but in other words, it's something like this. If thou canst, all things can be. In other words, if you can, things can. If you canst believe, then things can be. In other words, you're the pivotal point. You're the deciding factor. It's up to you, in other words. In other words, you're in control and not things. You're in control and not circumstances in your life. You see, you're created by God to reign, to dominate. Not to dominate God, but to dominate circumstances, to dominate in your life. That's what Romans 5:17 tells us. Oh, that's a tremendous verse. I remember Brother Kenneth Hagin saying, this has been some years back, saying that he hadn't had the nerve to preach on that verse very much until, you know, just lately. This has been some years back. Because it says that they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. And the word "reign" there means to reign as a king. And so the Amplified amplifies that meaning and translates it that way. Shall reign as kings in life. Well, you and I are created by God to reign as a king, to dominate. Now, some people might get the wrong idea. They might think. Some husbands, for instance, might get the idea. Yeah, I'm supposed to rule the roost around here and try to start dominating their wife in the wrong manner. It kind of reminds me of I think this is a story out of my wife's family. She likes me using her as an illustration. But anyway, in case y'all didn't know it, my wife was the youngest in her family. Now, well, as I remember it, well, she said something sometime when she was little about something. Maybe this is somebody else, and I just got it mixed up with my wife. No, anyway, is it, you know, the old her her older brother, you know, would boss over her older sister, and her older sister would boss over her, and, you know, she didn't have anybody to boss over. Well, that's not what I'm talking about. Well, if you're the older brother or sister, you know, you dominate. If you're the husband, you dominate. That's not what it means. To reign as a king in life does mean you dominate, but what king are we supposed to follow after? Who's our example? Jesus is. He said in John 13th chapter that he gave us an example that we should do as he did. And Jesus